Hi there, it's Heather Wayman, director at Belly Dance Geek, and today I want to talk about stage presence and how opening your teeth can brighten your stage presence. This is an article that Nadira published on bellydancegeek.com in November of 2009. So I'm going to start off by telling you a little story about a personal story. My bedroom windows face a canyon, and because I don't have backyard neighbors, I can get away with just having sheer panels on my windows. At night, I can wind down by looking at the night lights of our small town on the valley floor below. And in the morning, the rising sun helps me wake up nice and gently. It sounds really glamorous, but it's not. And during the winter months, when we're on standard time, it's a little bit different because it's still dark when the alarm goes off, and it kind of sucks. It's kind of like I have seasonal shutters on my windows, and at that time of the year, it's a little harder to open my eyes and wake up in the morning. And so just like having shutters or blinds on a window, a closed expression may be shuttering your stage presence and preventing it from shining on your audience. So why is it important? Why is an open expression so important? That's because belly dance is personal. You aren't playing the Snow Queen or you're just a moving body in space. You're a real person with a relationship to the audience. There's no fourth wall in belly dance. An important part of the belly dance aesthetic is to share the joy and the inner light that bursts out of you. A closed face can shutter your light. And yet many of us wear closed expressions even when we're smiling. But how can you open your expression? I'll tell you. Cracking the blinds on your light is as simple as separating your teeth. Really, that's all you have to do. Just separate your teeth. Just open your jaw enough to fit the tip of your thumb in between your front teeth. Now, you might be thinking, I don't want to smile for the entire show. And I'll tell you, this technique is not just for smiling. Separating your teeth will make any of your expressions more accessible and inviting to your audience. You can do this even with a closed lip. Your smiles will seem happier and more welcoming. Your mysterious or smoky expressions will be more enthralling, and it actually kind of invites your audience to guess your secret. And when you have a sad expression, that'll lay your heart bare and invite them to share in your heartbreak. Okay, now you might be thinking, well, you know, if I do that, then it's going to look fake. I totally understand that too. Separating your teeth may feel a little bit awkward or fake at first, especially if you usually keep your teeth clamped together in your day-to-day life. And a lot of us do that. We don't even think about it. But remember that being a performer means being larger than life. Your costume, the music, and even just standing there on stage or the dance floor creates a larger scale. Scaling your expression up to performance proportions is fitting. It's not fake. Your audience is more likely to notice an expression that is too small rather than one that's too big. Okay, so here are some do's and some don'ts and a few tips to help you make this technique work for you. First off, do breathe. It keeps your expression alive. Next, don't freeze your expression. It's common to tense up while you get used to the mechanics of holding your teeth apart. Resist that urge, though, to let your expression freeze. Next up, do try laughing. Laughing is one of the coolest things you can do on stage. It instantly relaxes and opens up your face, and you can't say ha 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 with your teeth clamped together. Try it. Lastly, don't be a cartoon. Okay, we're not pulling faces. We're not making funny faces here. We're just opening up our natural expressions. So in summary, an open face makes your stage presence shine. This makes any type of expression, whether it's happy, sad, or mysterious, much more inviting and accessible to your audience. You can accomplish this just by separating your teeth, even with a closed lip. Relaxing, breathing, and laughing can make this all feel much more natural. Just beware of making faces. You want to open up your natural expressions, not create false new ones. So let's talk about how to get started with this technique. You can make separated teeth a new requirement for your practice routine. Resolve to keep your teeth apart during classroom and video drills. If you make it a part of your practice routine, it will become second nature, so you won't have to think about it during performance. And with this habit, you'll throw open the shutters on your stage presence so the audience can bask in your light. Expression is something that's covered in Nadira's Expression and Improv video. If you'd like to learn more ways to bring your stage presence alive, check out Expression and Improv at bellydancegeek.com/expression.